broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to use your powers consciously in wise ways. Our guest today is Carol Orsborn, and she's author of Spiritual Aging. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. Today we have with us Carol Orsborn. She's author of Spiritual Aging, and Carol is a 35-book author and founder of the Spiritual Aging Study and Support Group. And I want to say welcome, Carol.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I'm really glad that you're here, too. So I know that I take aging quite seriously. I'm 75, still running two corporations, writing books and doing TV shows and whatever, and doing things that I've never done. And I think it's wonderful. And so, Carol, I want to talk. You've done a lot of books on aging and things like that. Why is aging an opportunity?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's a very different view from how society as a whole views aging. And even geriatricians and even the scholars in the world that study the life cycle, traditionally aging is seen as a time of decline, and you can do it, you know, in a better mood or a worse mood, but it's really seen as a fading away and a marginalization. Because we're looking at it from the outside in, from, you know, you are no longer the identity you used to have, you may not be doing the job you used to have, you may have moved and downsized. So there's a lot of things that from an objective observer looks like you're less and fading away. But internally, if you can look at aging as a spiritual experience, it is the realization of what our entire lives have been about. And rather than be a marginalization, it is a culmination.
Well, you know, I think that's true. I mean, it was interesting that, you know, and also to take care of yourself. For example, physically, you know, I haven't been to a doctor for, I don't know, since 1992, and I'm in perfect health. You know, I'm taking no medications. And so if you're consciously aware, and that helps you become mentally aware and spiritually aware. And so, so it's working with this mind, body, and spirit, you know, to keep yourself moving and growing. I know that it was at 53 where back east, the East Coast views aging a little different than here in California because, although it's starting to change, but they still feel that it's very vital here. You know, we're not, and there's a difference because we have the sunshine here all the time so that we can be more active and do more exercise and things like that. So different parts of the country age differently and even looking at it ages differently, and yet there's always that core group of people that understand what you're saying, that keep young no matter what and look for new experiences and look for ways to give back or expand or give wisdom. I mean, there's even years ago there used to be where even in Europe, you know, where the aging people would stay with their families and they'd be a source of wisdom. And America, not so much. I don't know what happened there, but something happened.
Well, first of all, congratulations to you for staying healthy. And, you know, I think we are a generation who try and optimize our minds, bodies, and spirits. I think that's really the hallmark of our generation. Where my book comes in, Spiritual Aging, is those moments in our life where we find that we're not in control and that we are powerless, and seeing that as an opportunity for psychological and spiritual growth instead of turning against ourselves in self-judgment and feeling like we failed. And for you, it's not health, obviously, but, you know, it may be for somebody an estranged child or, like I said before, being having to downsize or leaving a career that one once loved to do. So, you know, things do happen that are beyond our... I would say the shadow side of our generation is that we are, have been also calling the shots and feeling in control for so long, most of us, that I think it's a real shock to our systems that we don't really necessarily have the inner psychological or spiritual tools. We might know what things are, like acceptance and simplicity. We might understand what those things are, but now we have the opportunity to practice them. And that's why I say aging is a spiritual experience.
Well, and that's good because we actually grow, and if we look at incorporating some of, and well, I think that around 40, you know, I found that there's different age groups. You know, for example, when you're in your 20s, you're out there savoring. It may be different now because I don't think the 20-year-olds are like we were when we were growing up. But in my estimation, there's a time where you're learning about life, and then in your 30s, you know, you go out and you try and, you know, make business, and you make your relationships all about that, and, you know, building it up. And then 40, you start realizing, you know, it's not all that. And then by 60, you're really understanding that there's much more to life. And if we were to understand that and embrace that as what your books are saying, and giving very practical ways to do that, by the way. I mean, your spiritual aging book is the one that I'm looking at, is Weekly Reflections for Embracing Life. And it doesn't matter how woke you are or how aware you are. Woke means a different thing now. It's confusing to me. I mean, we've had five different ways of calling black people. What the heck is that? You know, I don't see that. I see your name. I see who you are. You know, it's just different. But so when we're doing that, it's a wonderful thing because then we actually don't have to push forth so much. I found that, you know, I'm always type A, you know, but I found that I like to give other people chances. I mean, not in this conversation. So I'm going to let you talk right now. What is spiritual and conscious aging, though? Because there's a difference, right?
Well, yes. I mean, our society and the best of us fall prey to, we don't want to age, and so many of us deny it. Earlier personas, like you say, you know, we push ourselves too hard. We're type A's. We're striving. We still have ambition. We still, you know, are in ourselves if we're not productive every single minute. Those people who are doing that are actually prolonging midlife, and it will crumble in the end. It will. But the bigger issue is that who are not taking advantage of what aging. And aging can be about exploring your inner life, learning how to be contemplative, living this present moment, taking long walks in nature. You know, all the things that many of us had to deny ourselves while we were building our careers are waiting for us. And those of us who, it's like breaking, what we discover is this whole new world. I call it the land of old souls. And you can see them everywhere, older people, you know, the gray hairs, that they look happy. They look peaceful. You know, they're at ease in the world. There's a lightness about them. And I'm telling you, this world needs elders now more than ever. We don't need a whole bunch of front crazy people in knee-jerk reactivity to the daily news. You know, we need thoughtful people who can go deep and then act out of out of deeper levels. So spiritual conscious aging, I see as being the purpose of life. Again, not marginalization. What we are really here for is an expansion of our consciousness, and that can't happen until we get out of midlife.
Well, I think it's some people can do that, but your own personal lessons, you know, and for my thing is my whole life has been about truth and on helping people, you know, one way or another, not doing it for them, but giving them the tools to help themselves. For example, I do this radio network and I'd love to kind of quit, but we're getting 89.5 million listeners a month and we need more positive talk now than we ever did. So, you know, so I'm trying to find different ways of incorporating some of the things that I still want to leave, for people. You know, I mean, I've had to stop writing books, you know, for, you know, for 20 years because I've been running the network. Well, 2 years ago, I said, that's stopping. And so I have 10 books, one a year I'm publishing. And I'm finding more things to do because it's not, and that gives me satisfaction, but I still take time, you know, to enjoy things and to understand nature and do these things because, I had a great life and I, and in midlife, I was doing all of that. And now I'm finding that my calling is to continue to produce wonderful things for people to learn from. And interviewing wonderful people like you, which has so much wisdom that, you know, because there's not one way to do things, you know. And you know, by interviewing people like you, you're giving all these people that may be stuck wonderful ways to do it. And even that, even someone like me can use your book, you know, not meaning that I'm greater or worse, but I'm talking about someone who may be, you know, I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old and I've been all over the world. So I've done everything, you know, so I'm very much aware of the able things and being very connected spiritually. But picking up your book, you can still bring back thoughts that bring you back to center to reach out and make yourself the biggest, best self. That's what your book does, you know, for any age, actually, you know.
I just, you know, it doesn't necessarily look any different on the outside what you were doing in midlife and what you're doing now. It doesn't for me. I was writing books in midlife and I'm still writing books. Mm-hmm. What has evolved me, especially since I was midlife, when I was younger, is the motivation. You know, I think when I was younger, a lot of motivation was, you know, trying to save the world because I thought I had special knowledge and I was driven by ambition and I wanted to be recognized for it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. That's all dropped away and now it sounds like you and I are pretty much on the same page. I just turned 77 this week.
So there you go.
Freshly minted older lady. but you know, it's like, now I'm doing things that feel organically important and natural, like I'm being called and I don't stop to sit whether it's good, how much money is it going to make me,
right.
How much fame is it going to, you know, my motivations have changed completely and I've never been more effective and I'm aware of that. But I'm also aware that there's a sacrifice. I mean, for me, I did spend a number of years living a retired life, you know, by the river, journaling and contemplating and doing Tai Chi and things like that. And I miss that. So I'm wanting to get back to that maybe sooner rather than later. But, you know, I had this thing in me and I had to spit it out. So that's the book that we're talking about.
You know, I actually know what you're talking about because I had, you know, I won awards from the Metropolitan Museum of Art when I was, you know, 18 in New York. And I wanted to be a painter, you know, even an art teacher. And it never ended up happening. I became an engineer and then I went into, you know, lecturing and then owned a vitamin company and went on and on and on and on. And, but I said to God, I said, look, can you give me at least 5 years where I can paint, where I don't have arthritis in my hands and I won't have to use my mouth with a brush? You know, just give me 5 years. And so he's probably saying that, but he said also that I'm going to probably live to be 102. So I still got a ways to go yet. So,
well, that's wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
I know. So I kind of just now, I mean, I have loose goals. But I don't care if I meet them or not. You know, I make the goal and then I throw everything away. And then I wake up in the morning and I just do what I'm supposed to do. And everything seems, I don't, I don't seem to have to have an agenda. Everything just flows. And I think that's what you're kind of talking about. If you allow that to happen and get into the spiritual aging, the spiritual conscious aging, that you'll just automatically be on automatic pilot, right?
Right. Well, getting in the flow for sure. But I'm curious, were you harder on yourself when you were younger?
Oh, I'm still hard on myself. And I'm still vain. I'm trying to get rid of that. But I'm telling you, I got those hot spoons putting them on the wrinkles. with the olive oil, which nobody knows these days. We have a lot of good things we can teach you, I can tell you, young people. Let's get back to your book. Why is it important to clear out all this mental and emotional rubbish?
Could you say that again? What is the question?
Yeah. Why is it important to clear out mental and emotional rubbish? Because as we age,
okay.
We keep that.
Yeah, well, we do. We collect stuff that you just talked about it, you know. When we're young, we are born to please other people. And we don masks over the course of our life and strategies and illusions about ourselves that allow us to operate in the world. So, like, for instance, I know now that I'm a natural introvert, but I was trained to be an extrovert because of my career and the need to make money. And I never understood why it was when I'm out in the world at parties or speaking in front of audiences or whatever, I would end up being drained. Whereas other people, I don't know how you are, but other people who are just natural extroverts are, they're pumped up by it. You know, they're invigorated by it. And so I've been giving myself more and more permission to drop the fake stuff, the stuff that I had to adopt, the things that I had to accommodate, the need to seek approval, to become more and more myself and to understand myself better, to allow myself to be my authentic self. And I'm going to add flaws and all and embrace it all and to know that I'm beloved unconditionally. That's how I want to go forward in life. And it is a lifelong process, but aging accelerates it. You know, when you're stripped of your defenses and you're in a hospital gown going for your annual exam or whatever, I mean, or looking in the mirror without your makeup on.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Nothing is more, I mean, you know, many of us have spent years and thousands of dollars going to retreats and, taking courses and buying books on how to lessen the grip of ego on ourselves. And all we have to do is look in the mirror, you know, it's
right,
like aging.
Right.
Aging strips us down to our bare essentials, and then you find out who and what you're really made up of. And God willing, with prayer, like you sounds like you prayer, with prayer and with growing understanding and with the experience, the unexpected experience of a level of joy that you had never understood before because you were not authentically and fully inhabiting your life. That sense of joy that you get when you are just exactly who you are and you find out that you are beloved anyway. There's just no other words for it.
It's really an interesting time. I love it. I mean, I just love the aging part. I mean, there was a time when you become invisible, you know, if you're a fairly attractive woman or even a pretty woman, you know, when you're young, you know, natural attraction, the energy is always at you. You know, the men are looking at you and people respect you. And as you age, sometimes you kind of fade away where they don't really see you. So what I've done with that, I'd say, well, that's not, when I first said, what's going on here? And then I said, oh, that's not happening. So what I do is I look the person straight in the eye and I smile at them and I give them a saying something nice about them or doing something kind, and then they recognize you. So instead of taking it, oh, I can't be seen anymore, you take the next thing and you go, wait a minute, you know, let me connect. You know, if
yeah.
That's, you know, let me connect.
Who you want. You're choosing who you want to connect with.
Exactly. And you treat everybody equally and nicely. We're going to go to break, but when we get back, we're going to talk more with Carol Orsborn. And during the break, get her book, Spiritual Aging. It's a great book, and you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble or any bookstore. But don't leave. Just order it online, and we'll be right back. Yeah. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. We're listening to Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Carol Orsborn, and she's author of Spiritual Aging. Carol, can you tell us a little bit about how your book works? How does it carve out time and space, like for affirmation and insight?
Okay, the subtitle of the book is Weekly Reflections for Embracing Life. I book when I was growing older, and I couldn't find it. I could find whole books telling you, but what I really wanted was a book like the 12-step programs have, where you would turn to a particular day or week and have a reading and that would inspire you for that week. And more often than not, when I read a book like that, it seems almost eerily synchronistic with what I'm going through. And so I wanted to write a book like that, and that's what I did. I wrote it week by week, a year prior to being published, so that about whatever I was going through in that particular week. And over, it's 2 years of these readings, and so over a two-year period, I really touched upon almost every subject that an aging person would be dealing with. You know, issues with our children, issues with health, concern about marginalization and invisibility, as you talked about earlier. And so in addition to the weekly readings, in the back of the book is an index, a subject index, so that if you're feeling anxious, you could just go to the back of the book and look up the word anxiety. And it'll take that reading, and you can address the particular, or if you're grieving, or if you're seeking simplicity in life, or you're feeling envy. So if people are loving this book, loving it, both on their own while they're and journal and think about it, but they're also spontaneous to groups, you know, what used to be like book clubs or the women's movement, like when we got together in the women's movement where you invite three or four of your friends or take it to your church or temple or whatever and do the readings together.
Well, that's really great. You know, I just find that many years ago when, being a psychic, everybody asked me questions. I've done over 100,000 readings, and one of the presidents of the United States asked me to be their psychic when they were in office. I said, I don't do lottery tickets or politics. Leave me alone. But what I used to do is, if I had a question, you know, and I think they can use your book this way too, is I would go to the Bible and I would just put my hand over the text, and I would ask a question, and I'd open the book up at random, and I'd put my hand down, and there would be an energy, and I would read it. And when it was something I didn't really want to hear, I'd ask the question again, and then I'd turn it to another page, and guess what? It would give me the same answer. So this is what your book does too, because I think what has happened is when you were consciously creating this book, the energy that what you would had to be putting in this book was given to you so to make sure that it was complete, as well as your own personal experiences. Because it really has a little bit of everything in here that anybody would need as they're aging, and to jumpstart you in a different, looking at it in a different way. Because that's all it takes, is to be willing to allow things to educate you rather than you pursuing the education and listening for the message, right?
Well, yes, and I mentioned it in the introduction to the book, but just in passing, but I think you will really understand and appreciate this, that I actually dreamed this book. Over a 10-year period from 65 to 75, I had 1,000 dreams. And I became really, that's one of the things I did. I took this time out of my life to, like, really introspective. What I did is, at first I was writing and analyzing my dreams, like journaling about them, journaling with the figures in the dream, trying to come to understand them. And then I started drawing them. So you say you're a painter. I drew my dreams, and I'm a cartoonist.
Oh.
They're silly, silly. They're silly, silly pictures. But there were messages through it. Were characters in my dreams that were recurring that I recognized as characters, archetypes. And so I started, in a separate journal, I started just writing down the messages. You know, not the dream, not the interpretation,
right.
But just what was the one paragraph takeaway? And that's what formed the basis of this book. There were hundreds of them. And so I was sitting there with them, and I thought to myself, you know, these are important. I need to share these. And that's what dictated the form of the book. And again, it came together synergistically with the idea that I wanted a book like that, where I feel like when we're age, we know everything. We just forget. And so I wanted to write a book that was written to people who already know everything, but they just need reminders.
Right. Exactly, and I feel that this book accomplishes that really well, and everybody needs these reminders of the things that you have in here. I mean, you know, I know that there was one time, one year, you know, now most of my close friends are on the other side. Thankfully, I am psychic enough where I'm in day-to-day contact with them. People think I'm a little weird, but, hey, I'm getting the information and the love I need. Anyway, so,
I get it.
Right? I mean, I continually talk, but there was a time where it really hit me, you know, because I was used to death and people passing on, but 8 of my major people died every 2 weeks.
Every two weeks
in the same year. My mother, my first husband, my second husband. I mean, they were dropping like flies. I wasn't doing anything. But, and my best girlfriend, you know, and all age groups. And that was a big lesson for me because, it was at that time, you know, I was really in mourning, really bad. And I can remember my girlfriend Barbara. She was, I was a techie. I worked for the airlines and did datacom for them for 18 years. But she was the real deal where she would know software and she would know all this. So what I didn't know, she knew, and between the two of us, we could get everything going. Well, she had, really, it was amazing. And then they used to call me the computer whisperer from when I called Verizon and say my thing was down. They'd say, oh, we better take a look at the system. Something's going down in our whole network. You're always doing it. But I can remember one time that, I mean, this is just a story that's crazy, but my system, my network went down, and I couldn't, I mean, I had it up, but there was a piece that I couldn't figure out. And she had all the passwords, and she had all the network working with between the computers. And I had no idea. And I just said, Barbara, I said, what the hell is the password to this thing? And she gives me IF, da, 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 and I put it in. And the guy's sitting there trying to get everything going, and he's looking at me. And I get the password, I put it in, and it just comes up. And then I'll hear her when something goes down and I need her, and she'll say, okay, relax, do this, do that. So I'm still getting, if you can open that channel up, you can still get the love and things that you need from the other side as well, you know?
Well, yeah, earlier talking about, you know, clearing out the clutter and the garbage that blocks all that.
Right.
And what I hear in your story, first of all, is that you took the time to grieve. You know, it's like that sadness at allowing yourself to just to, you know, to go into that place. But, you know, I think the back end of that is in your story, too, which is that you can choose to live your life contracted or expanded. And you know, people who contract, when they start having losses like that, and it could be the loss of their eyesight, it could be loss of a friend, you know, loss of a job, there are people that take themselves to be victims and feel that life is against them. And those are the people that contract. They build harder walls, and they become less able to open their hearts. You know, they shut down. And plenty of older people are like that.
Yeah.
Many of them escape into just watching TV all the time. There's a drug problem, especially with older men. You know, there's plenty of ways to escape aging. But if you can go through grieving and let it break your heart open and stay open, if you can look at aging as a spiritual experience, that even all of the hard, hard losses that happen as spiritual tools towards awakening, to know loss, to be able to know the truth about reality, to get beyond fantasy and illusion, and still be able to love other people and to know that you're beloved and not turn against yourself and not turn against life. That is the essence of what the fulfillment of life's promise is. So, you know, your story really illustrates that well, you know, that opening that channel. And you know, many people experience that at the moment of their death. Hospice workers report all the time that there's like this look that comes over people's faces as they're dying, like, oh, I get it now, you know. Well, I don't want that experience of being open, of the veil thinning out just at the moment of death or after death, you know. I decided I wanted that at 65. And
right.
So that's what the spiritual path has been for me, is trying to figure out how to have that that bigger, that larger, expanded awareness while I have time to experience the harvest and the fruit of that.
That's so well said. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with Carol Orsborn. That'll be the last segment with her, so stay with us. And we're going to talk about her book, Spiritual Aging. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Carol Orsborne, and we're talking about her book, Spiritual Aging. In your book, you talk about this perennial loop of a two-year cycle. Can you explain what that is?
Well, yes. First of all, after writing the book and deciding that I would do 2 years of weekly readings, a psychologist who has studied this has told me that it takes 2 years to change in it. To make a complete transformation of a belief system. So I didn't know that when I picked, it just felt thing to me. Basically, as I said before, this is not a book of teaching things for the first time, although there's probably new things in there. It's more of a reminder of what you already in your heart of hearts know, like permission to be more fully yourself and to stop seeking approval and to allow yourself to mourn, all that kind of stuff. But by going, you go all the way through the book, so you start wherever you're at. Right now, we're at the third week of February, year one, and we'll go to the end of the year, and then we'll start over a second year, which is brand new material, and then at the end of that year, you're going to come back to the beginning of the loop, and you're going to end up where you're at now. So everybody gets 2 full years, and it's really meant to be done over and over again for the rest of your life. There's nothing, I don't believe you can outgrow this kind of material. And people who are coming to my Substack, Spiritual Aging, on Substack, are keeping perennial journals along with us. So that every year, like the third week of February, they're writing down what's on their mind this year, this week, and next year it's going to pop up again for them to add on to. So, you know, it's a wonderful way to gauge your progress in life, your spiritual and psychological progress, and the things that you're dealing with. And I think people are going to be delighted and thrilled to see how their growth is happening because they're doing the work of spiritual aging.
I agree with you. I think it's really, really a good thing that that is going on. I do know that your book allows you to give up things that are unnecessary, right? There's little triggers in your book that make you think, and you know, you give it up. And I remember I had a big problem with worry. Oh, worry about everything. I guess it was my mom and my dad and how they brought me up, and it was scarce and everything. And then I was at this metaphysical. I had a metaphysical gift company, and I was at this seminar, and you know, this trade show. And there's a little Irish woman there, and she we went to lunch, and she was in the next booth, and she was a fairy lady from Ireland or something. And so she sat there, and she said to me, "Oh, what's your problem?" She says, you know, we were at lunch, and I said, "Well, I'm worrying about this." She says, "Oh, worry." She says, "Those are the kind of little flies that get at you and buzz around you." She says, "Makes no difference." She says, "Just take your hand and swat those flies away whenever they come, whenever that thought comes." She says, "Actually take the action and swat those flies away." And so she says, "And you keep doing that." She says, "And it'll be a little while." And she says, "And you won't worry anymore." So anyway, so it was really funny, because going to the plane, people would stay away from me because I would waving. I mean, it was hysterical.
Oh my God! Yes, I get it. I like the physicality of it.
Yeah. Well, you have to take.
I have a mental trick. I can ruminate. You know, I can get stuck on a thought, and so I've learned how to stop myself mid-syllable. And I, you know, I'll be thinking, I'm so worried about, you know, my friend who, and I'll realize, oh my God, I've already thought that thought a million times. It's not going to get me anywhere. It doesn't do any good. And so if I think of that thought on top of the thought of the word who, I'm worried about my friend who, I will stop on the word who, and I will just say who, dead stop. I'll imagine a stop sign, anything I can, you know, and it often works, but, I actually like your idea better, so I think I'm going to try.
Oh, it's really fun. And so anyway, so what ends up happening though, and then I went to this, and I was still having a little bit left, and so I went to this hypnotist, and I said, "Can you stop me from worrying?" And he goes, "No." He says, "It's part of your," he says, "It's part of your psyche." He said, "This is how you grew up." He goes, "So we cannot eliminate it, but we can get you to understand and see when it comes in, just like when you're ruminating, right? And the moment that it comes in, then you can just let it go." He says, "So it'll always come and be there. You'll never be able to eliminate it. But what you can do is understand it and get it real quick, the minute it comes, and eliminate it." And so,
well, I think it's that asking yourself that question, you know, is this productive? I mean, sometimes our worries are productive and are meant to be paid heed to. But you can usually know if it's productive or not.
Right. But, you know, the one thing that was the benefit of that is when I gave up worrying, there was so much more space in time.
Yes.
For me to be who I really authentically am, in peace and in love, because we have the choice in every moment of every day to either be happy or sad. We have that choice. So, you know, and even if it's just a momentary thing. So I kind of try and keep that going. So when I start to go down that rabbit hole, because we all do, I mean, life sucks sometimes. It just does. Anyway, can you tell us a little bit more about where we can get your book and find out more about you?
You'd like to know more about the book?
No, more about where people can get your book and find out your
okay.
website. That's okay.
Yes, that's the $100 million question.
Yeah.
It's available online everywhere. It's a major publisher, and they're doing a really good job. Yay, Inner Traditions. So it's also available in bookstores, although you may have to order it. They don't have a section, oddly enough, for spiritual old people. Figure that.
Yeah, I know. But they should, because that's going to be the largest market growth area, you know?
Right. And unfortunately, I used to lead a book club for my local bookstore. They replaced me. You know, older people are the ones that buy all the books, right? But they replaced me with a young mom's romance novel book club.
Good luck with that. Anyway, what's your website, Carol?
It's carolorsborn.com, and Orsborn has two R's in it. So it's O-R-S-B-O-R-N, carolorsborn.com. And if you look up the book Spiritual Aging, you'll see my name, and it'll help you figure it out. So it's just my name with .com.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're doing God's work out there on the coast. Take care.
All right, then. We'll be right back. We're taking a break.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's time to answer some questions for you. So if you need information on natural health or life problems, want a psychic reading, figure out what your spiritual objective is, feel free to call me right now on our toll-free number, 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. If you're calling in from an international country, because we go to 137 countries here, use the country code 01-310-371-5444. If you're in the U.S., use our toll-free number, 800-555-5453. I'm here for you right now. All right. So let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may amplify your own energy and accomplish what you desire. So we're going to talk a little bit about a good stone. It's called malachite, and the color ranges from light to dark green. Okay, and it's the stone of transformation, so it assists you in changing situations and providing for the transfer of sacred information leading to spiritual evolution, right? So it's a great stone for the spiritual aging that we were talking about and transforming that into positive energy. It assists in clearing and activating all your chakras. It helps to stimulate the heart and the throat chakra. It's an excellent stone for clarifying emotions, for allowing for both the recognition and release of negative experiences, even ones you can't recall. That's a real good one, because sometimes you can't. And it's also helpful in rebirthing situations. It provides for ease of disposal of opposing encounters. So if somebody's coming at you, malachite helps you get them off. It also can be used to give you insight concerning the cause of any specific condition. So if you're thinking about, you have a basic disorder in your mind, your body, your spirit, you can figure it out with malachite. It's also equalizing and a balancing agent, and it can create an unobstructed path leading to your goal. It stimulates instinct and intuitive reasoning. It allows for change to facilitate advancement. It represents fidelity in love and friendship, and it's loyalty in partnerships, and also practicality and responsibility in business transactions. So it's kind of a stone that can be used for everything, and it helps you, right? It's been used as a protective stone, especially for those involved in the field of aviation, and it's said to dispel symptoms of vertigo. So it's really great. It helps to enhance psychic abilities. It helps to rise spirituality, and in healing, it helps you look deep within yourself and acknowledge the reasons supporting an illness. Because whatever an illness is, there's a mind basis for it. So it helps you discover what that is. And it helps you to release the emotional cause of that factor. It's said to protect against radiation. And malachite can be used in the treatment of asthma, arthritis, swollen joints, tumors, growths, broken bones, and torn muscles. It's also been used to regulate the RNA-DNA structure, to align and cleanse the cellular structure, and enhance the immune system. So it is recommended that only the polished form of malachite be used for preparations of elixirs. For example, elixirs are where you put the stone in water and either put it in with intention, and you either put it in the sun or the moon overnight, dependent on what energy you want. And then you take the stone out, and then you drink the water the next day in sips or whatever you feel like doing. But you have to really, really understand what stones are to be used for elixirs and what stones not. So do your research on that. So what they're saying is only the polished form of malachite should be used for any kind of elixir prepared via the normal method. So there you have it, a little bit about our gemstone of the week. We also do herb of the week, and today's herb is going to be sage. Now, I love sage. Sage can be used for a myriad number of things. And traditionally, sage was associated with longevity, and it has a reputation for restoring failing memory in the elderly. So, you know, that sage that you put in your turkey dressing for Thanksgiving, that helps you. You know, so maybe cook with it in your soups or something. Like other memory-enhancing herbs, it was also planted on graves. It's said that when the British started importing tea from China, the Chinese so valued sage that they would trade 2 cases of tea for 1 of dried English sage. The purple variety is generally used in medicine and is more effective than the common green plant. And in China, the root of a related plant called Dan Shen is used as a tonic herb. Now, the leaves have a special affinity with the mouth and throat, so it makes an ideal gargle or mouthwash. It's also very dry and estrogenic, so they're very useful for menopausal problems and when weaning. The root in China, the root is mainly used for moving blood where there is stagnation, as in some types of menstrual pain and heart conditions. It's also considered a sedative. So avoid therapeutic doses of sage in pregnancy, and don't take Dan Shen when the only condition is not caused by blood stagnation. And that's a little bit about sage. We're going to be right back.
Stop. And don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. Visit my website, lindamckenzie.net, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. That's MacKenzie, lindamckenzie.net. And you can see there's links to my TV show, and there's links to what I'm doing. There's articles on everything that you could think of in there, and it's all free for you. So I want to say thanks for listening, and I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of purpose, expectancy, and joy. Bye.